You're taking this very personal. Tom, this is business, and this man is taking it very, very personal.
It's not personal, Sonny. It's strictly business.
Business is business, can't leave no witness.
All right, welcome to another episode of the Business is Business podcast. Without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and start off this podcast episode by giving the topic, what we were talking about today. The topic is dating etiquette from both sides of the table. So what that means is you're going to get not only just my perspective, but you're going to also get the perspective of my special guest today. So without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to Witch Wine Sis.
Yes,
Sharika and Shanika McGrew.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Thank you, ladies, for being guests on the show.
Of course.
I've been saying I wanted to have y'all on here when I talked about doing my podcast a while ago. So I'm glad that we finally were able to make it happen.
Yeah. You know, we happy to be here. Thank you for the invite.
Couldn't turn it down.
Of course
we was going to be here.
Yes. And just like to give you guys a little backstory on our relationship. I'm actually co-workers with Sharika McGrew, but Sharika and Shanika are actually friends of mine. When I say friends, I don't mean like acquaintances. Like, these are actually friends of mine, people that I hold close and near and dear to me. So it is going to be great to hear these answers that they have with these questions. Just to give y'all a heads up, I did give them the topics, the questions. I don't know the answers, but I gave them the questions ahead of time so they weren't caught off guard. So let's go ahead and jump right into it.
I'm going to rock like the old lady at church. I'm going to just rock on them.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. I'm going to say this, y'all. If y'all ain't got no glass of wine or
she
something,
might want to
get a sip, get you a glass of vodka. It's about to get interesting.
So right, topic number one. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a good one.
Okay.
Number one. In the beginning stages.
Okay.
Should the man always pay for the date?
Yes. Well, I say yes. Well, I mean, but wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What you mean?
Because when he say beginning stages,
okay. Well,
what are you referring to when you say beginning stages?
That's a good question.
Because I mean, like, beginning stages could be like dating.
Yeah,
I just met you on Tinder.
Right.
Swipe left, swipe right, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you feel what I'm saying. You got me.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but
could you explain what beginning stages?
So I like what you did with that. What we're going to do is we're going to touch different phases.
Okay.
First phase, I just met you on Tinder.
No. You can go Dutch. Yeah. You pay for your own, I pay for my own. Or whoever agreed to the date, wanted to set up the date, they need to be person pay.
Right. I agree.
But majority of the time, it's going to be the guys that ask, right?
True.
For the date.
True. Could be. But if you go on the first date and you pay, the second date, she might say, you know what? The first date was so nice. And, you know, maybe I want to meet up again with this young man. And
she may offer the
date. And she might offer the next date.
Right.
But I don't think it's up to the male to pay again for the second date. Now, it's totally up to him. But I feel like if you offering to go on this date, you brought this date up.
Yeah.
You offering to pay for this.
So I agree with that 100%. So are you telling me that whoever initiates the date is the one that should pay?
Yes. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Because so women can pay for dates, right?
I agree. Okay. Women can pay for dates. Now, I'm not going to say, I don't agree that a male should have to pay all the time. Now, I know back in the day, you know, it was a man's duty,
a custom tradition
that a male pays all the time.
Mm-hmm.
However, we in a different generation, different time set.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of things I feel have changed, and it's not the same as it was back when your grandparents was dating.
Right.
You know,
okay. So
I feel like it's a little different, and I don't see anything wrong with a woman paying for a date. Now, we're not going to be the ones that's paying all the time.
Now, that's true.
And you just coming along for the ride.
Now, see, that's
it. Mm-mm. We're not going to do the role reversal, okay?
So what are y'all feelings on 50-50 dates as far as I pay for the first date, you pay for the second date?
Because I don't have a problem with even going Dutch in a date, even if it's the first date. If we agree from the very beginning, mm-hmm. listen, I'm going to pay my portion, you're going to pay your portion or whatever. Whatever the agreement is on the very first date or the second date, I think it's okay as long as y'all have that understanding with right. each other.
Now,
what you about
I respect that answer because as y'all are aware, there are a lot of women that don't view it the same way that y'all do.
Well, this is true.
Yeah, and listen, we know we're going to get some pushback.
Yeah, and
so I'm ready to see what these polls say. Because a lot of women feel like a male should pay all the time. And I don't feel like it's his duty to pay all the time. I mean, right. there are bills now that we have, especially during COVID-19 now, everybody's situation is different.
Right.
So. Yeah, so I mean, you can't.
But if you really liking this person or this individual that you're dating, and you want to go out with them, show them a good time, and this is that, I feel like if this is your way of showing them that you're interested, then you're gonna do what you got to do. You know what I mean? So it shouldn't be a point of saying, "Well, I'm interested," but I mean, we went out and I'm not gonna pay though. So,
but then it don't even necessarily have to be a paying date. It could just be. Y'all going to the park to go kick it and get to know each other, do a picnic
right.
or something like that. It don't necessarily just have to be a dinner
right.
or a movie or skating or whatever.
Something that you got to pay for.
It could be something that's free. Yeah, I agree.
So let's go ahead and jump to the polls.
What your thought is?
Oh, you want to know? Okay, so here's my
opinion. I want to hear what you got to say.
Mm-hmm.
So my opinion on the matter is... And this is just how I was raised. I was raised Southern gent.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you initiate, which means if you pursue the female, that it is right for you to pay for the date. Now, the part where it gets interesting, which is going to kind of roll into our second topic, but we'll wait. Mm. It gets interesting because I know me personally.
Uh-huh.
If I know you're talking to more than one person. Mm. I'm not gonna be paying for all these dates.
Well, I mean, you know, some women now wait a minute, because you know you do got some women that's like hashtag free meal.
Yeah.
And if he offering to take me on these dates, that means he paying. So I ain't got to pay. So I'm gonna go because it's free. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Oh, I know he's gonna get a lot of pushback.
Yeah, well.
Let me sip my wine. I know he's gonna get a lot of pushback on this.
Okay. So based on the polls, and it was a pretty even split as far as male and females voting.
Okay.
The results said that they felt that 60% should pay. Males should pay for the date. Oh. 60%.
Okay. So the other 40.
The other 40, which means that I guess they're saying that as time goes on and generations are developing, that those old school methods aren't necessarily in that effect anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's dying out. It's as far as always, like I said, if I'm dating you, if I'm talking to you and I initiate the date and I'm interested in you, that's my way of showing that I'm interested in you.
Right.
Is I'm going to pay for the meal. Now right. I'm going to add this question in because I didn't send this to y'all, but it goes on with this topic.
Why he always?
Okay.
What's
the question?
So if y'all are going on a date with a guy, and he's paying for the meal. You know he's paying for the meal.
Uh-huh.
Is there a limit on how much you can buy?
Well, I'm gonna say this. Me personally, me being a woman that I am, I can't speak for every woman, but me being a woman that I am, I feel there is a limit because you don't know what this person's financial situation is. You know what I mean? And so sometimes greed gets a part of it. Well, you offer to pay and you offer to take me out, so that means I can order whatever I want. No, not necessarily. And then half of the stuff that you order, you ain't gonna even eat all of it anyway. So just you know, you gotta be cautious of other people's feelings and things that's going on in the relationship or the dating scene, because it's not always about you as an individual. It's about you and this person that you're getting to know. So just like it's safe, for instance, if I say, well, Ryan, come on, let's go out on a date and I'm gonna take you out or whatever and I'm paying.
and you like, okay, sure. And you go in there, you order and everything. I'm be sitting at the table looking at you like, okay, well, somebody finna be in the bed washing some dishes or something. Because I'm not finna be paying for all this. Anybody tell you to order Dom Perignon? Like,
somebody gonna have to do it on the fans tonight.
But like me, y'all, we here making it rain.
Okay, like we balling.
Like, no, this not that type of party, man. Like, you should have got them chicken nuggets and french fries and been happy with that margarita. Like, no, we not.
Now, I was gonna say, you know, they say do unto others as you have them do unto you, karma. So, if you're not expecting to do the same thing for this other person, when exactly. that time comes, you need to make sure that when it's your turn and this person's taking you on a date, you need to be mindful and be thinking, okay, listen, mm-hmm. would I be the one to be like, okay, let me get this mm-hmm. lobster, this shrimp, let me get this surf and turf, let me get all this, you know, to put on my plate, and he's spending $50 just for your meal? Like, no. Mm-hmm. You need to make sure that if that's what you want and you're gonna do that when he's buying your meal, you make sure you have that same foot going forward.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. And I also think, like, if, for example, you wouldn't buy that stuff for yourself.
And I wasn't gonna say it because mm-hmm. I said I'm a woman and I know I'm gonna get some backlash because I was gonna say some of them ain't even gonna buy that on their own
because they can't afford that it takes up. So I mean, come on now.
Let's be mindful of other people's situations.
That's why I say you gotta be mindful of the person's financial situation of who you're dating. Even though you may not know how much they make, you may not know what they bring at home, you may not know what their bank account looking like, whatever the case may be. That's besides the point. The point is you agreed to go on a date, you go on a date, and you be respectful and mindful of that person's financial situation. If it's not something you will order, don't order it. Point blank, period.
I respect that. So,
okay.
To add to that, how would you feel if a guy pulled out some coupons?
I have never had a guy pull out no coupon.
Well, first of all, where we
Wait,
at?
Right. Where we at for coupon? Hang on.
I had a 2-for-1 coupon. Yeah, this isn't.
Wait, now where is 2-for-1 coupon?
Okay, at the grocery store?
What is 2-for-1?
Taco Cabana.
You gotta have a gift card or something. Like,
what is it? I don't even know what they coupon.
I'm gonna just say this. I don't even know what restaurant still take coupons now. Poncho's Mexican restaurant.
What restaurant is this?
I don't know, but I like a person that likes to save money. So if you got coupons for a restaurant we going to, and I'm okay with it.
But is that a good first impression, though?
Listen, yeah. I might be like, "Why you didn't tell me?" Because I could have cut some extra ones out.
You
should have
told me.
Now, y'all, let's keep it 100. Ain't no female gonna be okay with a guy pulling out some coupons. Hang on, ma'am. I got the 2-for-1 footlong special with a free drink.
Okay, so we at Subway, right? A foot long. I mean,
it could be anyway. You know what? It don't even got to be a fancy restaurant.
Hey. Don't even stir. Just get the brown bag.
Just
don't
for two.
Don't
two
let me everybody. Even see it. Like, just get. You ain't gotta show them what you had to do to make it happen.
All right, Kevin.
All right, Kevin.
Just hit a card, hit a coupon.
Just don't let them see it. Just slide it in there. Just slide it on in there.
So on these dates, are y'all okay with the guy not tipping? Like, what does that say? And I'm asking these questions because all of these are perspective. If you combine, you can tell a lot about a person on a date.
Yes. Mm-mm. And tipping is one of them.
Yes.
I prefer, if I'm talking to a guy, I need you to know that tipping is important.
Exactly.
Because of the simple fact that some waitresses and waiters, this is how they get their money at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And just like you want your money when you working your 8 hours, mm-hmm. this person want their money for being the person that's bringing your food, bringing your drinks, and you constantly asking them for different things. Can I get some silverware? Can I get some napkins? Can I get some salt and pepper? Ooh. Can I get some hot sauce? Can I get, you know, so you the person that's constantly doing that. You need to be the main one.
That's tipping. For real.
Because listen, I'm all about good customer service. If you a person or you a waiter or waitress that's serving me my food and I feel like you are going above and beyond, you're polite, you're smiling, you joking with me, you laughing. Because see, I'm the type of person when I first go and sit down somewhere, I ask my waiter or my waitress their name.
What's your name?
Mm-hmm. So when I need something, I can address you personally. I don't have to say, hey, ma'am, sir, whoever. You know what I mean? Right. It's called common courtesy. And especially if they in a food setting, a lot of things are going on behind the scenes that we don't see. Or they just had a table that just left before them. They just gave them all kinds of HELL because they didn't enjoy their food. Their food was cold or whatever the reason was. And then they left and didn't tip them. But I gave you A1 service. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's not fair. So I feel like if I'm dating you, I'm gonna do my part and tip. Now, if you want to tip on your behalf, then that's fine. But if you don't, then I know what kind of person you are. But I'm all about good customer service. And I feel like everybody, even if not a waiter or a waitress, anybody that's giving good customer service, the lady at the grocery store, or especially when you're going to get your nails and your toes done, because they definitely don't have to touch your toes.
Now, I don't think a lot of people going to agree with what I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Oh, God. Okay, what you about to say?
And it's not just guys, but just in general. If you're with somebody that doesn't tip, especially first impression, if I'm not tipping on a date, that should tell you how much I'm going to appreciate your hard work in a relationship.
That's good. First impressions are lasting impressions. I like it. Very well said. By the way, we are sipping crisp white Franzia. So for those of you that are wondering what we're sipping, that's what we're sipping. Box wine, y'all.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it's Chris White.
Chris White.
Okay, and this is Chris Brown.
Brown, right. You grew 34 glasses out of this box. So I just want to talk about it.
This is some crisp brown. I'm not crisp going to brown. Say exactly okay. What kind of brown.
Yes. Okay. But it's brown.
It's brown.
Yes, it is brown.
Okay. Right.
You know what? This ain't about me. This is about y'all. Right. Topic 2.
Come on. We topic 2. What else? Topic 2. Okay, come on.
We done got extra questions in here. Come on.
So topic 2. When dating.
Yes.
And this is the dating phase right here. Uh-huh. Maybe first getting to know somebody. Is it okay to talk to more than one person? Well, I hear a sigh.
I'ma say it depends on the situation. If we just meeting each other and I come out and I tell you and I say, well, you know what, I'm not a person that's, you know, into dating other people. I'm really trying to get to know you, but I'm just, you know, even though we are dating, we're getting to know each other, I'm just interested in you, then okay, you know what I mean? But if you dating somebody that's out there, like you say, dating somebody else, dating this person, then yeah, by all means, do your thing. So my terminology when it comes to dating, I think me and Ryan have had this conversation before, but my definition for dating, when you are dating someone, that means you can date as many people as you want, which is right. My understanding when it comes to dating. Now, if you decide that you are going to be in a committed relationship with someone, mm-hmm. that changes the dynamic right. of the relationship, which means that we are no longer mm-hmm. talking to other people. We no longer dating other people. It's just me and you on this thing. Mm-hmm. And so we have an understanding between the two of us where it's just me and you. We rock it. Mm-hmm. Now, again, when we're talking about just dating, mm-hmm. you can date as many people as you want.
Because I know that's what
the object of dating is for you to get to know people and find the right person for you. You right. can't do that if you're just dating or talking to one specific person if you're not interested or wanting to actually be with that person.
I agree.
You know what? Now I'm about to make this my podcast. Because I'm about to say, now that leads me to one question about that. When you saying dating somebody and you're in a committed relationship and they committed, but you, when you're dating someone and you're not in a committed relationship and y'all just dating other people, but it's kind of like, you know, I don't know. I think it's like a double standard.
Why you say that?
Because most men will be like, well, I don't think she should be dating all them people. Because, of course, you know, people say dating.
Oh, God.
It's, yeah, you know, this is what I'm saying. Because the people on these polls is definitely going to be like, well,
we don't know the poll numbers, though.
Well, this is true. Okay, bump my question.
See, we don't know the poll numbers. But I get what you're saying, though.
I get what you're saying.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Because you're going to have some people that are going to agree. You're going to have some people that don't disagree. But we don't know what the poll numbers are. So
what I would say, for me personally, in the dating phase, like you said, when you're dating, you're getting to know somebody. There needs, with any relationship, whether it's day one or we've been together for 30 years, communication is so important.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I'm not communicating that I'm talking to other people,
right,
I can't be shocked when you're disappointed or when you're upset when you find out.
Very true. Yeah. Very true. And you can't be upset when she out doing what she doing too.
Well, exactly. And I say for a lot of guys, and I'm no different. Like when I say a lot of guys, I'm a lot of guys. I'm the type that's going to be like, hold up, I can't believe you do this to me. You didn't tell me, but I could be doing the same thing.
That's a double standard.
But I think because like there's a stereotype that women are emotional.
Yes.
When all actuality, guys are just as emotional.
True. Now I can agree with that.
Yeah, we're just as emotional. So when we're put in situations like that, you get an opportunity to see those emotions. And I mean, nobody wants to get played. Nobody wants to get hurt.
Well, this is true. But see, this is why you need to be upfront and honest.
In the beginning.
You never know what a woman is going to say.
True.
In the beginning, when y'all are dating, she may agree with some things that you may put out there. But if you don't ever give her that option to choose and you making the choice for her, it's kind of like, well, wait a minute. Because now here we are in a double standard. And then we don't have an agreement. Once we have that agreement with each other, it shouldn't be none of this. It should be we in one mind, one accord. We both walking on this same thing. We walking together. We on the same page in the same book. It shouldn't be none of that questioning or wondering because you didn't give the information out in the beginning.
It was confusing. Exactly.
Right.
In the very beginning.
Exactly.
Because I'm going to say this. If I'm talking to you and I done communicated that I'm in this, let me find out if you're talking to somebody else.
See what I'm saying? See?
I'm airing your house out, your grandma's house out.
The house.
I'm busting your daddy in his face.
No, not the daddy.
Everybody getting it.
Now that's assault.
Grandma Jean getting it.
No, you can't be doing all that.
Can't be putting your hands on people.
Listen to me, see, and that's another thing. That's going into topic three. Never mind. Go ahead.
Now, this is an interesting spin, and I guess it's good to make this a more technical question. Now, we say dating. Now, there's really no rules on dating, and there's no set standard on what dating is, because what dating is for you may not be the same thing for me. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, I'm going to take this same question. I'm going to ask it again. When dating, is it okay to talk to more than one person? Now, what if, by chance, the person that you're talking to is sexually active with other people?
No.
Because the moment I find out and we supposed to be dating or whatever, it's all bits off. Because that means you and this person that you are intimate with have a more deeper relationship than what me and you have. And it depends what it is. Or y'all just friends with benefits, or are you interested in this person? You know what I'm saying? Do y'all have a relationship? Is your baby mama? Like, who is it?
What if it's just sexual?
It don't necessarily have to be, I guess, like a deeper connection nowadays. Like,
it doesn't.
So, back then, when a woman gave up her body, you was with her. Yeah, you was with her. And that's it. And that man had to work really hard to get it.
Yeah.
You know?
Nowadays, it's easy.
Yeah, nowadays it ain't that complicated. So, for me though, I think that would be something that you would have to communicate with that person as well, because you don't know if that person is like having intercourse with this person protected or unprotected.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it really matters as far as like, you know, if you're practicing safe sex. Now, when you're not practicing safe sex and you just out here all willy-nilly, just letting it all hang out. We might have a problem, right? Because that means you're not clean. You don't care to be clean. So
you don't know what
you don't you care to pass it on to somebody else. You know. But at the same time, I mean, it all goes back into communicating, you know, from the jump. You telling this person straight up, listen, I'm dating you, but I'm out here, you know, I'm doing my thing. It's up to that person to be like, well, I understand what you're saying, and I don't have no problem with that. Because I'm out here doing my thing too. Or I don't have to have no ties. So it all goes back into communication. Like she said before, if you letting a woman know up front what you already about, what you planning to do,
you find out a lot of women, some women are just like, oh, I'm down with it. I don't care. I don't want the relationship. I don't want the relationship. I just want this. Or no, I want the relationship and I want that. So it just depends.
Right.
I mean, because let's be real on this podcast. It's COVID-19. We've all been on.
We on lockdown, and people have needs.
And we've been on lockdown since what, March? That, and I ain't gonna lie, I be looking out my window and I seen about this 60-year-old neighbor that I got. Time's getting lonely over here, boy.
Let me tell you something.
Brenda Sue almost caught the business.
Everybody needs somebody.
People have needs out here in this lockdown, okay? And some people just, you know, hey, I just got to. I will jeopardize my life for
this one thing.
Okay.
Hell, I wear a mask if I got to.
Listen. You may suffocate yourself in the process, and that's fine, but I
mean, you need to breathe.
Put an air on, the fan on or something.
It's already hot under there.
Put the fan on or something. That's all I can say.
I'm in there with a mask and gloves on like a surgeon.
I mean, you're going to be doing something, because have your bottle of water next to the nightstand.
You're going
to
be dehydrated.
Spraying it down with sanitizer.
Dehydration.
Oh, Lord.
You can't breathe. Your hands hot. Your whole body hot. Mm-hmm.
Sweat.
Hey, because it's lonely, boy. And I don't think people understand during this quarantine. I don't think people are really putting in the thought what it's like to be single during this.
Yeah, I think some people have an idea. I don't really think they understood what it was really gonna be like until we got put on lockdown for like 2 months. Couldn't leave and go nowhere, and everything was shut down. And I think by everything being shut down, it was actually a reality check, because you can't just say, oh, I'm on lockdown, but I can still go to the movies, I can still go to the restaurants and go give me a happy hour drink or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it limited, you know, your accessibility to be able to do a lot of different things that you were able to do before. Mm-hmm. So being locked down and everything else locked down, you weren't doing nothing.
No, and it's one thing.
All thing you can do is go to somebody's house, right, if they let you in. Right. They might be like, no.
Hey, you know it's bad.
You don't know they COVID real. Yeah. You don't believe they're wrong out there.
Yeah.
You know it's bad when virgin's stressed out.
Hey. It's gonna
you
be
ain't
a
even
lot
having sex. Why are you stressed?
It's gonna be a lot of babies in November, December, October. I can tell you that. That I can tell you.
I'm not gonna be one of them, but you are
praise
correct
God.
About
I hope not. I'm gonna put my hands up. Lord.
Well, praise God.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna jump to the polls. Let's see what the people had to say about this. So as the question goes.
Okay.
When dating, is it okay to talk to more than one person? Y'all, this is going to be interesting, because I don't even think the same people that voted yes for the last one voted yes on this one.
Uh-huh.
But it was a 60-40 split.
Really?
60% of the people thought it was okay to talk to more than one person when first dating.
Well, I figured that one. So I don't understand why they didn't vote the same in the other one.
I can tell you this, though.
They had a different mindset.
The difference from the last poll in this poll, it was majority guys that were saying yes, and more females said no.
Interesting. I can see that.
So it kind of gives you an idea of where things are going.
They probably didn't want to answer that first question.
Well, they answered it, but they said that yes, that the guy should pay for the meals.
That second question was more they type of question. It was, I can answer this.
Yeah, so this one right here, it kind of gives a perspective of what, and we talked about, we touched this, it gives a perspective on where things are going.
Yeah.
In topic one, it was a majority that said, yes, the male should pay for the meals. And then the topic two, there was a majority that said, yes, it is okay to talk to more than one person. Mm-hmm. And what I picked up when I saw the results is that there are a lot of women that still like the customs that, hey, you know, the guy should be a gentleman and pay for the meals. Mm-hmm. And there's some guys that are sticking to that, but when you got to the topic two,
it changed.
I see Sharika's face.
But do they?
When it got to topic two, it was yes, you could date.
I don't want to be a gentleman and date just you, okay?
Exactly.
I'll pay.
So you see a shift in the
I don't know if I can ask this.
because I was about to say, are they only paying because they feel like they gonna get?
Okay. Go ahead, Brian. Hey. It's your podcast.
You know what? Let's let's go for it. Do y'all feel entitled to give somebody something if they pay for a meal or buy you a gift?
No.
No.
Just because you buy me a gift or you buy me a free meal. I can buy my own free meal. I can buy my own meal. I don't need a free meal to do.
So you're saying I just use my damn coupon and I get nothing?
Hey, you got one more, I'm pretty sure. I'll give you mine when we get back home.
Well,
we might have had the same coupon. Be like Deion Cole. Well.
Can't say nothing else after
that. We just shut it down.
No, I don't think it should be based off of that. If even for a woman, I don't think it should be based off that. I don't think if you're doing something because you want to do it, mm-hmm. that you shouldn't have an expectation after that. Mm-hmm. Now, depending on what your mindset is going into it, you know, if your mindset is already automatically, I'm finna get the cookie, whether I give her this whether I buy this meal, whether I buy this drink, whether I buy this gift, I'm gonna get the cookie regardless.
Right.
There's nothing really that should be said, because
but then it's pretty much like there's no means for conversation, no room for you really to get to know this person, because you only got one mindset that this is what you after, pretty much.
So I don't need to do all the formalities and trying to get to know you, your people, how many kids you have, if you have any. I don't need to know all that.
Right.
Because my mindset is automatically for me to just get the cookie. That's it. I don't need to know nothing else about you.
Right.
I just know you look good and that's it.
Exactly. And which is why my dad always said most men will be like, why buy the whole cow when I can get, or why buy the gallon of milk when I can get the cow? What is it?
For free.
Yeah,
it's cheaper to buy the cow.
See, so that's what I'm saying. It's like this why we talk about changing of the times, because a lot of women now are just like, whatever. You know, no morals, no nothing. They just like, I just gotta have a man, and so, you know, I'll do what I gotta do in order to keep a man. He like Betty Wright. Now.
No pain, no gain.
Rest in peace.
Now it ain't gonna be none of that. You know what I mean? So no. Mm-mm.
If you got to want more in order to get more. And if he's not willing to give you that, or she not willing to give you that, then you just got to move on and find you somebody that's on your same level. See, like Deion Cole said, it's levels to this.
So just to recap, topic one, should the male always pay? Sharika, what was your answer?
I said it depends on the situation. It depends on who offers to go on the date. If you initiating the date, you should pay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Shanika?
I agree. It depends on the situation. If this is something we went into and we agreed on, you paying Dutch and you pay for yourself, I pay for myself, then okay. If I invited you on a date, I feel like I should pay. If you invited me, I feel like you should pay. But also depends on your financial situation. We're not going to be doing all this. You know what I mean? I'm gonna take you out, and then you taking me to McDonald's somewhere.
Right.
We could go to a picnic in a park or something.
Unacceptable.
Yeah. Put some thought behind this.
Okay.
Think about this.
And topic two: when dating, is it okay to date or talk to more than one person? Sharika.
I said yes. It's okay. My terminology for dating, I'm gonna just give it to you again. When you are dating someone, you are getting to know someone to decide if you want to actually be with this person. So I say yes.
Shanika?
I say yes.
All right. I'm going to remember that when I'm in the office and we having a talk.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, hey, we not in no committed relationship. But like I say, it depends on what the agreement is. If you come straight out and tell me, hey, I'm dating other people, you know what I mean? I just want you to know that, so you won't be feeling like, you know what I'm saying?
You're the only one.
Yeah, you're the only one, and it's really not that. You know what I mean? If you come straight out and tell her what's up, she may be like, okay, well, okay.
Put all your cards out there on the
table. Right. Don't hide nothing these days. There's no need to hide nothing. Just be honest. Just tell the truth.
Transparency.
Exactly.
Well, ladies, I have both of y'all's answers for topic one and two.
Mm-hmm.
Topic three is where it's going to get interesting. And I'm looking forward to hearing what y'all have to say. I've always wanted, like when I used to hear people say this on podcasts and radio stations, I always wondered what the hell they meant by it. And now that I do, I'm about to say it my damn self.
Okay, ladies,
we're about to take a quick break and pay some bills. When we return, we are going to touch topic three.
All right.
All right.
All right, we are back from a quick break, and I am with my guest, Which One Sis, Sharika and Shanika McGrew. Thank you, ladies, again for being my guest on this episode.
Of course.
Yes, yes. So we've had some interesting topics already.
Yes, yes, we have.
But this is the one, though. I say this one for last because I know that it's going to be a little bit more detailed than the first two topics.
Okay.
But I know that all of us can also relate to this.
All right.
So well, I'm interested to hear what y'all have to say on this.
Topic. Okay. Well, you're definitely going to get the truth. I can tell you that.
That's all I want.
Yeah, we done switched up the wine because it done got a little hot over here. This is Chillable Red Franzia, another box of wine. Y'all can try. But yes, get your drinks ready.
All right, ladies, let's get it. So let's the last topic.
Okay.
Are there? And if there are, what are the rules for after the breakup?
After a breakup?
Yes. Are there any rules? Is the first question.
No.
Yes.
You think so?
Yes, but I'm gonna let you go first.
Go first since you say no.
Yeah. I say no, there are no rules. It's no rules at all because it is what it is. You know what I mean? It's once we done, we done. There are no rules to breaking up. It's like, okay, you go your simple way, I go my simple way. Well, maybe it'd probably be like, don't be crazy. You know what I mean? If that person want to leave, then just let them leave. You know what I mean? Don't do all that extra.
Leave me alone.
All right. Got a little sing along up in here. Yeah. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you know, don't be crazy about it. If that person want to leave, just let them leave or whatever and let them do their thing. Obviously, they feel like the grass is green on the other side until they realize it's not, and then they be back because that's what most men do. But because they have time to evaluate themselves. Look, see. Okay. That look that he giving me, y'all. It's like, I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, she's not going to just throw men under the
bus. Yeah, well, I'm saying that because I've been prime example. That's normally how that goes. So I know. So I'm just saying. You know,
she's speaking on her situation.
Yeah, I'm speaking for me because this is what I know. This has happened, so I can attest to it. But I'm just saying, you know, just don't be one of those crazy women or crazy men. Y'all got to tell people stuff and all of that stuff because she want to leave or he want to leave. Just let them leave, and then they'll have time to evaluate things and sit back and think and ponder when they realize that it's not what it was or what it used to be. You know, you like that word? I like it too. Yeah, so, you know, give them time to think about it, and then they'll be back, and if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Right. If it's not, move on. You know what I'm saying? It's so many people out here in this world for everybody. Nobody really have to be alone unless you choose to. But it's somebody out here for everybody. That's how I feel. Ain't no rules to it. So I say it's some rules. The rules are, when you got, if this is, we breaking up, I'm deleting my account from your account.
No more Netflix.
None of my friends can be your friends.
Okay.
No Netflix and chill on my account.
Yeah.
Like, Hulu is gone too.
Yeah, I agree.
You should have got your own Hulu.
Yeah, I agree with all that.
Cable, all that. If you own any of my stuff, no. When I'm done with you, we done.
I agree.
We are done. And ain't no coming back. Ain't no, you know, I just wanted to see that you saw and keep moving and conquer. And hopefully you conquered. If you don't, I don't know what to tell you. But I do agree with what you said, though, as far as the being crazy and, you know, busting people windows out their car,
right,
putting sugar in their gas tank,
slicing tires
and all of this stuff. Like, all that is not
necessary. Yeah.
Yeah, all that's not necessary. That's just emotion at the time, and you know, feeling this adrenaline that's going or whatever. But when it's all said and done, what have you accomplished?
Nothing.
Because he's still gonna get that window fixed, he's still gonna get that tire fixed,
right?
And he's still gonna do what he gonna do, and it still may not even be with you. So you done wasted all this time and this energy
You might
do nothing.
Might pick up a case.
Yeah, might pick up a case
and go to jail for vandalism.
All that. So
yeah,
I feel like, you know, it's some rules to the game as far as you when you breaking up with somebody, but at the same time, be smart about the rules. Be smart about what you your decisions and your, you know, going forward.
Mm-hmm.
If this person don't want to be with you, you can't force them to be with you because they gonna still do what they want to do, whether they want to be with you or not.
Exactly.
So I agree with both of y'all, but I am with Sharika on as far as there are rules.
Yeah, there's some rules.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Oh, so the rules are like Sharika said, my friends ain't your friends.
Not your friends.
Well,
Once the relationship is over.
Listen, you didn't know them before me.
Exactly.
Listen, I'm in agreement with y'all too. I agree to a certain extent too. I agree with that. Well, wholeheartedly, I agree with everything y'all saying.
But I'm saying as far as when I say there are no rules, it's kind of like I say, it is what it is. When I say we done, we done. That's it.
But that's between the relationship, though. When you say that y'all are done, the relationship is done.
No.
But everything. I need everybody's relationship to be that's done.
Everything. See, because listen, my parents, they real clingy to whoever it is we date. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like, you know, I don't like to bring whoever I'm dating around them. Because I know if we don't mesh well and the things don't go the way that I wanted them to go in the relationship and we break up, my parents are the ones that are kind of like, well, where is such and such, or how is such and such doing? I haven't seen them. Well, what happened? You know what I mean? Because they so connected.
I don't need the connection.
Because when I say we done,
that's it.
That means the parents too. They go with me. They don't go with you. So it's over. You know what I mean? It's
right,
done.
Right.
That's what I mean when I say, you know.
To add to that, I had a similar situation where I've actually, like, people that I've considered friends and that I was close to, I don't even talk to them much anymore because after my breakup with my ex, there should be a mutual breakup. Now, I'm not telling you to hate that person or not like that person or right. feel the way towards that person like I do because right. you weren't in a relationship. But Sharika said it perfectly. If you didn't know that person before
you met me,
our relationship, yeah,
right,
then there should be no love lost when you cut these ties.
That's right.
When you remove this friend, there should be no issues. And I remember after I went through my breakup, I didn't know how to feel. Like emotionally, I was like everywhere as far as, okay, man, first you got to go through that phase of the Facebook reveal. Like when everybody on Facebook know. Yep. Because we all think about how beautiful it is to go Facebook official when everybody like, oh, y'all so cute. Oh.
And that's one thing we need to talk about too, because you brought it up.
But if people don't consider it when the Facebook relationship is over, no. I need you to keep that same energy when you post your relationship.
All of my people. Exactly. Just go down the line. Oh, I met them when I met him. I met them when I met him. Let me delete him. Let me delete them.
Yeah. Speaking so it's a lot of people I'm not cool with because of, like, they didn't want to cut the ties. And the thing is, what's scary is they didn't want to cut the ties, but they didn't even have a relationship with that person. Like, it wouldn't have been nothing for them to cut it. It would have been nothing for them to just hit remove. But for some reason, people... I don't know if people like the drama or people like to just be messy or some people just, it shows your loyalty in my opinion. Mm. Now, I'm not saying, now if you know this person and y'all cool, I'm not saying you need to delete them. I'm not saying you don't need to talk to them again. But if you're close to me, you've known me longer, you've known me first, I have expectations that your loyalty is going to be higher and stronger with me.
Right.
With that being said, if you're going to be loyal to me, there's certain things I don't need to see or don't need to hear. Right. Like I always tell my friends, like my close friends, after I went through my breakup, they already knew if y'all see something on her page, if y'all hear about something, blah, 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 don't tell me nothing.
Because
I don't want to know about it. I can't move on and I can't progress and grow.
Right.
If I'm still being pulled back by somebody that's not even in my life anymore.
Right, exactly. And you constantly thinking about that
you know, what's been said and what's not being said, and exactly. let me put the truth out there. And
what so they then, mean by this?
Yeah, and
what
then, she so mean you by can that? You can come, you can never move forward because you're constantly thinking about what you need to say and how you need to get back at this person and how you need to set the record straight for everybody else for them to understand the situation.
Right.
So you, exactly. yeah, you can't constantly move forward if you're constantly thinking back of what's going on in your past.
But Sharika, go ahead and hit that Facebook because I'm going to get back.
Wait, but I was going to say too, but you know, that's almost like they're saying most people that you have in your life, some people can't go with you on this journey.
True.
So you have to let go of even close friends, family members, whoever it is.
That's true.
Everybody's not meant to go on this journey with you or go on your walk with you. Certain people that's meant to be is going to be. Those that's not, you got to chunk them to do something to keep on moving because obviously they didn't see your vision. And once they see your vision, then you're going to have, it's going to be too late. Yep. But you had the opportunity to join in or be on this bandwagon and you chose not to. So friends, family, all that, sometimes you just got to, you got to let negativity go. It's all about positive energy. If you're not giving positive energy or positive feedback or whatever,
positive vibes,
if you're not giving that here, I'm sorry, it's not, none of that, nothing else is welcome here. So you got to go.
And what's that saying? Only
friends you have to let go too.
It's only a season. For some people, in your life.
People come in your life for a season,
and they only
determine, if they meant to stay past that season or to just stay there for that one.
To hell with that.
Yeah, well, I mean, they there to teach you a lesson. That's what Medea said. Yeah,
I'm good. Y'all can write a book for it because I'd be damned if you come pull up in here at wintertime.
They weren't supposed to be, there longer than a season. They were just supposed to teach you something. That's it. Uh-uh. That's it. And then you go but on.
You make seasonal people lifetime expectations. Uh-huh. And they're not lifetime expectations. They only they're supposed to be there for a season.
That's why we have so many bad relationships and bad marriages and so forth and so on. Because you want to make something work that's not really supposed to work.
I can preach this thing if I want
don't
to,
preach it.
But I'm not going to preach.
Okay. So what we going to do is, I'm going to sip.
Hold on.
Because I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, go ahead.
So for the Facebook thing, do y'all believe when you're in a relationship with somebody, and I'm meaning like a committed relationship with somebody, that you should post them on social media? No. You say no? No. Okay, I'm going to get your answer. And then I'm gonna ask,
should you tag them as like you in a relationship or should you leave your status still single?
Well, because some people they want you to put in a relationship with this person.
Yeah.
Some people are okay with just being in a relationship. Some people want you to tag them in pictures and all that other stuff.
No, I'm not gonna tag you in a relationship, but I will post pictures. And when I say post pictures, I will put like my profile pic. If I want my profile pic to be us, I'll do that. Or I will post if I'm out on Valentine's Day with my love or whoever I'm with, I'm going to post that picture. The reason why I say that, I'm not going to tag you because my mom used to always say this when I was growing up about be careful who you ask to pray for you.
My mom
used to always say that. And it didn't really register to me until I got older what she meant. Mm-hmm. But like, for example, like if you're driving and I'll see somebody's car that says, need a new heart or need, like I've seen people put stuff on the back of their windshield, like need a new heart, need something, or on the back of your car, you'll have the stick figures with you, your wife, and your two kids and a dog. And my mom had made a comment. She said, no, I would never put nothing like that on the back of my car. And I said, why? She said, because all you doing is giving, everybody ain't positive energy.
That's right.
She said, there's some people that's praying for nothing negative. But bad stuff, negative stuff, nothing but bad stuff for you. And then they sit in there and they see them stick figures with your name on it. They got a name to put with their prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting there reading. Yeah. Oh, you know what? I pray that, you know, John don't get the job or John life starts crumbling. And a lot of times, now some of the negative things and bad things that happen in our lives, like you say, it is a lesson. Sometimes it's been situations we put ourselves in. But I honestly believe a lot of times that it can be. There is somebody that's rooting against you. Just as many people you have rooting for you, you got people that's praying against you.
Mm-hmm.
So I, as far as a relationship, I wouldn't tag my significant other because people are messy. People will go on your significant other page, go snooping around.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't just the females. Like guys do that same stuff. Mm-hmm. Guys will be messy and And females and guys do it. They'll go hit your girl up, hit your guy up, hop in the DMs.
Going down in the DMs.
Yeah.
At the same time, how many people on your friends list that you're not necessarily close to, but you okay with?
Yeah.
And then they see it. They don't have no alliance or no allegiance with you and no loyalty. So when I click on your profile and I see your girl, dang, your girl fine. And I go add your girl. Now I'm putting hard emojis and hard eyes all on her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, to me, it's unnecessary drama. What we have shouldn't need to be validated through Facebook.
I agree.
Like I said, I'm gonna put the picture up.
Now, me, I'll change my status to in a relationship. I'm not gonna tag you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also not gonna put you on the pictures. Like, say for instance, if I'm with you, we out doing a function or something, I may take a picture of me holding your hand or something. That's all you gonna get, because I know how people are. You know what I mean? Now you laughing, Ryan, you laughing, you okay, I'm being serious, because you know,
if I see my hand on somebody's Facebook,
yeah, you gonna be guessing, well, who is
who
it?
Hand is
who
this?
Is that, what do he look like, you know what I mean? Because listen, I'm gonna be honest, some women can be scandalous.
They are very scandalous.
Some women can be very scandalous. Guys can be scandalous. Yes. They don't care. Like you said, they don't care that you're in a relationship with this person. And if I tag, even if I tag you in a photo, they're going to click on the tag because they want to know who this is. You know what I mean? And if I'm saying I'm at dinner with my love, I'm here celebrating with my bae, you know, this, this, and that. Oh, well, let me see who bae is.
Right.
You know what I mean?
She got to celebrate.
Right.
See if I can celebrate too.
Well, they are somewhere real nice. So let me see what babe all about then. You know what I mean?
He
so
look at us.
He didn't took us steak 48. Let me see what babe look like. You know what I'm saying? Oh, she in that kind of car. Babe drive that kind of car. What kind of car? Let me see what babe doing. What babe work at? You know what I mean? So then there you go. So it's like, you know,
You're giving them temptation.
Yeah, exactly. You're giving them too much ammo to work against you, to mess up something that you may have that may be good. So it's everything is not for everybody.
I agree with that.
So everybody don't need to know what you're doing. Like I say, my motto, work in silence and let success make the noise. Mm-hmm. So you don't let everybody know what you're doing and what's going on in your relationship or what you know what I'm saying, what makes you happy, this, this, and that. That person making you happy, this, this, and that. What he bought you, this, this, and that. That's not important. That's between y'all in a relationship. And if they can't understand that, then so be it, because it's not for them anyway. It's for you and that person. Well, I'm just going to say I agree with the both of you. I feel like me personally, I wouldn't tag them. I wouldn't even put I'm in a relationship with somebody. Mm-hmm. I don't even think I put I'm in a relationship, because for me, I'm like you. Everybody don't need to know what I'm doing. Everybody don't need to know every move I make,
mm-hmm.
every step I take. Every good step I take. You know, you will not be there. But you will not. You're not gonna be there. They won't be there.
So let me ask you this question. What if your significant other wants you to change your status because they feel like by you not having that tag, that status, not the tag, but that status, it leaves the door open for people to think you're available?
Nah, see, that would be mm-hmm. a conversation yeah. we'd have to have mm-hmm. between the two of us mm-hmm. because we need to both have the understanding that
right.
the reason why I do what I do is because of this specific reason. I don't need nobody coming in trying to mess up nothing that we have or whatever. Like I said, it all goes back to communication in the very beginning, mm-hmm. like we was talking about earlier. Communication is key. So if we already have a conversation, and we have an understanding that we're not posting, tagging, none of that, whatever, then it should be all good. But if you don't understand why I'm not tagging you, then right. clearly there are some issues that you may have that you need to get resolved. Because
obviously he needs some security.
Yeah, you need some security to know that you're good. But listen, if you already know what you got, and you shouldn't have no doubts, no worries whatsoever.
If you secure in what you have,
hey.
it shouldn't matter if I tag you in this or not, because you should know what you have with this person, and it should be a mutual thing between you and this person. Y'all should have that. You don't need others validation.
Yeah. So for me, like even right now, I may be talking to somebody, but nobody will never know, because on my status, I don't even have it listed that exactly. I'm in a relationship. I don't have it listed as single. I don't have it listed as anything.
Exactly.
So you don't know if I'm talking to somebody, if I'm single, if I'm chilling, if it's my
complicated.
Relationship is complicated.
You ain't
like, you don't know none of that, because I feel like
there's a lot of things that people don't need to know about me. Like, if I'm talking to you, yes, I can share a lot of things with you if I'm talking to you and we date and we getting to know each other. But a lot of people, like you said earlier, they don't want to see you succeed. Mm-hmm. They don't want to see you do better. They want to see you get knocked down. And so they try to, you know, throw little things in there that they can try to knock you down with. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to give you the ammunition. I'm not going to give you none of that.
I'm not going to give you the gun either.
No, I'm not going to load the gun. So you're
not going to do none of it. You going to work for this.
Yeah. I'm not going to work for it. You're going to be wondering what I'm doing. Because, mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. I mean, it's like for my ex, we actually went to the same church for a while. So we knew a lot of the mutual people. But when it came down to it, those were more people on her side than mine. They were mutual right. friends, but more on her end. So after the split, I started noticing changes. I started noticing people was removing themselves from my friends. I was like, okay. And I didn't see nothing wrong with it, but I just thought, I was like, well, dang, that's interesting because I'm cool with these people myself. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I can't take it personal. So I think what did it for me was recently somebody had, my ex is engaged and get married and all of that good stuff. Okay. Somebody that I know that I'm actually close with posted the pictures of the wedding shower on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Now, I had to ask myself, I'm like, should I be feeling the type of way about this? Should I? Because I'm looking at it. Now, I'm long past the situation. Like, it was no emotional issues or ties when I saw the pictures. Mm-hmm. I didn't look at them and was like, man, that could. I'm not that type of person. Like, I'm not sitting there dwelling on the past. But I ain't gonna lie, I was a little bothered that this person shared the pictures.
Right.
Because you know me.
I'm still connected to you. Right.
I'm
right.
connected to you.
So you did this for me to see. Intentionally.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm like, because you was at the shower. You posted the pictures, but did you have to? You know that this is somebody I used to be with.
Or they could have just blocked you from the post.
You could have blocked me from the post. And not just that. I actually know you and introduce you to, you know, that person through me.
Yeah, that's a difference.
So not only, and then the way that you know me because of my character and the person that I am and how much I've tried to play a role in your family as much as you played in mine. And I'm like, damn, like I had to really ask myself, like, Should I be upset about that? Should I be petty? Should I remove this person from Facebook? And what I've been telling myself is, I don't have to block you. I don't have to delete you. It's like if you, no matter what part of you for, if you for Trump, I'm not personally a Trump fan, but if you're for Trump and you put that on your Facebook page, I'm not going to delete you because you say stuff I don't agree with, because you're entitled to your opinion. And if I truly respect you and care about you, I am not going to judge you based off of your views, just like I wouldn't want you to judge me on my views and my opinions. So I told myself I'm not going to be deleting people because they post stuff I don't care for. But what I am going to do is you'll start noticing when you don't get no phone call or when you don't get no text.
I was going to say, just make sure that same friend posts your success too when it's your turn.
Exactly. Because you're going to start noticing that I'm going to start changing. Because if I don't feel like your loyalty is with me, then you have no relevance in my life.
Mm-hmm. I can agree with that. Loyalty, listen, it goes a long way.
It sure does.
It goes a long way.
It does. Because
you know who's for you and you know who ain't for you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you a loyal friend, loyal, you know, customer, loyal, you know, whatever, you know, you're going to be trying to make sure that person stay in your life, or make sure you do whatever it is you got to do to make sure that person keep coming back.
Them the type of people you want to keep in your life, because that means they got your back.
Right.
And they're going to make sure they got your best interest at heart.
And they ain't going to talk down on you. They ain't going to let other people talk down on you. They going to be like, no. Hold on. Who we talking about?
Not that one.
You talking about Ryan?
No,
we not talking about Ryan.
No.
Because not him.
Not that
I know Ryan personally, and I'm not even going to let you do that.
That's not even his character, so let's move on.
Yeah.
Let's move on to something else.
When you got somebody like that, those are good, genuine people and good friends that you need to hang on to. Because a lot of people are not genuinely your friend. Mm-hmm. And like your mom said, a lot of people are just trying to tear you down with negativity. They waiting to see where they can find the negative in it so they can use it against you. Mm-hmm. That's why I say, I'm not giving you the loaded gun. I'm not giving you that. I'm not going to give you the ammunition. I'm not giving you none of that, because I don't need you to try to use it against me later on for no reason.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree with you 100% on that. And mm-hmm. it's interesting that we even have to have this conversation and ask these questions. To sum up the three topics that we've covered, which was the first one was, in the beginning stages, should the man always pay? The second one was, is it okay to talk to more than one person when you're dating? And then the third one, is there any rules? How do you feel social media has played a role in dating in general?
A major role.
Now, I'm not listening.
A major role. I don't even know why we even talking about this, because social media has shut down a lot of relationships. I'm going to get in the camera. It has shut down a lot of relationships.
Y'all see, because y'all advertising too much. People be doing too much, man.
Listen, I'm gonna say is, in the beginning, I don't think social media played that much of a role. Now,
because a lot of people weren't on it,
right? Because a lot of people were just getting used to being on social media, constantly being on the internet, constantly posting, constantly saying where you at, if you're on the toilet, if you're taking a shower, whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know,
on the toilet.
Yeah, because people post that type of stuff. They post whatever. They post anything and everything nowadays. And so there's nothing secretive that you can hold on to anymore.
True.
So,
and now that we're in lockdown, it's like all you have is social media.
Yeah, I constantly know you're going to the grocery store every Thursday. I know when you leave your house on Wednesdays, you're going to go to the club up the street for happy hour with your homegirls or whatever. And I know your pattern, which is not good, because then people know when you're home and when you're not home.
Mm-hmm.
They know what you're doing and when you're not going to be doing certain things. Mm-hmm. So everything that you do on social media doesn't have to be publicized. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say social media is good in a way, but at the same time, it has ruined a lot of relationships. I'm going to say that too, because I'm in agreement with you on that. I feel like, again, some things you just don't need to post. I'm not going to say need to, but don't have to post. Like, I don't need to know that your kid got a soccer game tomorrow at 3:00. I'm not coming. So I don't need to know that. But okay. I mean, I understand you're proud of your baby, and that's great. But some things I don't need to know, because if I'm a sexual predator and I know your kid got a soccer game at 3:00,
I'm gonna be there.
I'm coming. You know, maybe not for your child specifically, but
it's plenty of kids
out there. So I mean, it's things we have to think about that we don't, because we are just so used to just going constantly. We are microwave society. We constantly need things done like this.
And we going.
And we going, and we're not thinking of what we're doing, what we're posting, what we're saying, where we're tagging ourselves at, and you know, all of that. And so all of that plays a role. And so it has made it difficult for people to utilize social media in a way that they probably should utilize it in a positive way, mm-hmm. instead of being in a negative light. That's all.
Shanika.
What you got?
I just said my
piece. I'm talking about this one right here.
I'm
talking about this young man right here. What you got?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to agree. Social media can be great, because you can highlight a lot of great things about your life, whether it be yourself, your significant other, your family, accomplishments. For example, first I want to shout y'all out. Congratulations. Both of y'all have just graduated from college. Congratulations
on
that.
Thank you. That
is a huge milestone. But that is a moment that you share with your social media friends and family, because that is something that you worked hard for.
Right.
I feel like a relationship, and there's levels to it. You wouldn't post on social media that, hey y'all, I just took my first college class and failed my first test. You wouldn't post that.
Right.
Or you're gonna know that.
All your grades if they ain't good.
Exactly. What you do is you always post the highlights. And I feel like, and I'm gonna add to that, like what you said, I feel like we post a lot of things that we shouldn't necessarily post. Sometimes, because people just need to post. I've realized some people aren't just looking for validation. Some people are just looking for entertainment. Like, they want somebody to entertain them. They want somebody to, when I'm feeling bad and I post, I don't know what's wrong with me. They want somebody to say, oh, nothing's wrong with you. You're perfect. Mm-hmm. it's scary. And like I said, it's not necessarily the validation. It's scary how much people rely on social media's approval and social media's care. Like, they actually want people to care about their lives. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest. I could care less what people doing on social media. I'm not going to say I don't care about people, but I don't care what you're doing on social media.
I'll be on there like that, so.
Yeah, and I mean, for Facebook, for example, I don't even get on Facebook as much as I used to. Because I feel like Facebook gives, one thing I've learned about social media gives everyone a voice, whether you want to hear it or not. And Facebook is a perfect example of that. And I just started telling myself, that ain't the energy I want. So I started kind of taking a break from Facebook. I'm more on Instagram, more on Twitter. But as far as relationship, I feel like social media has hurt relationships a lot of times, because how many times have you seen a status where somebody said, I can't believe he would do this to me?
You don't.
And you like, I don't think you need to put that up there. Really? And then a week later, you see them still together. Ooh, my baby got me this new ring.
And that's why. Because a lot of people is like, well, if you constantly saying, he make me sick, I can't stand him. And I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And then the next 5 minutes, I love him. He's so sweet. And he the man of my dreams. And God brought him into this world. And then the next 5 minutes, y'all arguing and cussing each other out. And then the next 5 minutes, y'all back in love. People get tired of that. They be like, stop going back.
Listen, because you're going to be back with him tomorrow.
Right. Like, and so it's kind of like you crying wolf.
Stop.
It's kind of like you crying wolf. It's like, okay.
Because when it really is, are you going to really be?
Are you going to go? You're not going. So just stop with all the negativity that you're talking about this person. Because when you really fed up, like, I hate to say it, but R. Kelly said it best. When a woman's fed up, it's nothing you can do about it.
That's true.
And it's like, listen, enough is enough. Even a man, when a man has had enough, enough is enough. So it's like, look, everybody don't need to be in our business. Everybody don't need to know what's going on in our relationship. When you start publicizing everything that goes on in a relationship, you're opening your relationship up for everybody. It's no longer personal between the two of y'all. It's now everybody's business. And now everybody has an opinion on what you should do.
And have a say.
And now they have a say. And you like, well, you can't tell me what to do. Well, you shouldn't have put it out there.
You put it out there. And a lot of people put their relationship out there. So you're opening your relationship for opinions, suggestions. Oh, girl, I wouldn't take that. So now you're doing things that you necessarily wouldn't have handled that way. But somebody else told you, girl, I wouldn't let my man talk to me like that.
Exactly. And so now you listening to somebody else who's not. Okay, let's say for instance, you and this person, y'all married. This person that's a friend of yours is single. And they ain't been in a relationship or can't find a man to save their life. But because he done did something to you and said something to you that you don't like, and now you done posted it on Facebook, and now she giving you marital advice when she can't really give you marital advice because she's not married.
She and your husband DMs trying to get him to leave you so he can come on over this way. He going to be more appreciated over here than he is right now.
That's why I say you got to be careful of the things that you post on social media. Everything is not for everybody. Keep people out your personal business, especially your relationships, because most women and men, they just want to make sure that they got a way in. And once they get a way in, that's all they need.
That's all they need.
It starts with a conversation.
I agree with both of y'all 100%. And I'm gonna close it with this. A lot of times people don't realize and they don't understand what they do when they go on social media with their relationship issues, or even you go to a person with your personal issues, like of someone of the same sex. If I go to my male friends about my dating issues, or you go to your female friends, a lot of times we're given the blueprint for the next person.
Exactly.
Yep. I'm sitting there telling you all the things that this person doesn't like and this person doesn't care for, just so you can come swoop right in.
Exactly. Hey,
you ain't never got to worry about that with me.
Because you've already.
Exactly. So, ladies.
I did the flow plan. Now you been to build the house.
I did most of the work. I did most of the work for you.
Yeah.
So all you need to do is just give me what I'm looking for back in return of what I said. You ain't even got to work.
And you just
to even get me. So I'm giving you everything.
Yeah.
I agree, Ryan. You got to be careful. You can't be putting everything out there.
You got to. So, ladies, I do appreciate y'all for being on the show.
Thank you for having us.
I'm definitely going to bring y'all back because this was a good one. I feel like we didn't really get to dig as deep as we could.
We didn't need to.
I'm going to let y'all know when we go on breaks and when we pause, oh, this whole conversation changed. And that's what I need to get.
Maybe a few more wines.
So yeah, we will definitely have Sharika and Shanika back on the show. I want you ladies to go ahead and close it out for us. Any closing remarks? First thing first, which wine, sis? Explain what that is and how did you guys even come up with it?
Well, I know she's gonna say, since I came up with it, you go ahead and say how we came about. Well, we were, you know, most of our girlfriends that we hang with or whatever, whenever we go and eat or go and socialize at their houses before COVID, you know, we would always bring a bottle of wine. And so it's always that, you know, that one wine that you like, oh, this is my favorite. I'm going to put this in my collection because I want to buy this the next time. I like this one. I really, really like this one. Or you like, I ain't really like that one. What's the name of that? And then, you know, you taking pictures because you want to make sure you avoid that one. So, so that's how it pretty much came about. And I was like, you know what? We're always sipping wine. We always trying new wines. It would be amazing if we could actually turn it into like a YouTube channel and inform people or, you know, our audience on different things. You don't have to be wealthy to drink wine or understand the concept of wine. You know what I mean? A lot of people feel like, oh, well, you know, wine is expensive or I can't afford that or I don't even know what glass to use or they eat it with cheese, this and that. All of that is irrelevant. It's no right or wrong way to drink wine. As you can see, our wine glasses, we're not drinking in the right glass. But, you know, hey, this is what we were sipping on or sipping with before. So, you know, but I'm just saying, so which wines is basically, you know, we want to inform the average person, the everyday person that is interested in getting into learning wines or getting to know what wine fits them, what their taste buds are like, what it tastes like. Because most of our channels or wine reviews that we do, we don't taste them. So we don't know what they taste like because we want to give you our honest review of what we feel or what, you know, how it tastes to us. So, you know, you're going to get our honest review when we're sitting there talking, but we also want to give you insight and information of what wine we're sipping, when it was made, how they age it, if it's aged, what it pairs well with, if you want to sip it with this or sip it with that. So, you know, we're just giving information and then we being us at the same time. So, I mean, what you see is what you get. So, it's for your regular 9-to-5 person that's, right, you know, having a hard day on the job and they just trying to find a good wine to maybe sip on that night, mm-hmm, or that day, that evening, Monday. Evening. Or if we can even build your wine collection up. Yeah. Or, you know, you maybe having a wine tasting party that's just your first one and you want to see, you know, what wine to put with the cheese or whatever. We are offering all that information and that even the type of glasses that you should use, you know, so people that aren't aware of, you know, actually being a wine connoisseur, mm-hmm, you know, can actually be in the same shoes as somebody that's, you know, pretty wealthy or on that level where they can tell you, oh, well, you know, this is supposed to go with this and this is supposed to go with that. Well, you can be like, well, I know, yeah, because this is supposed to go with this, this is supposed to go with that too. And you're not using the right glass.
And you're not using the right glass, you know. So even though I may look a certain way, that don't necessarily mean I can't give you the same information that you're going to probably give me, you know, with somebody that's tailored up in a suit. So, you know, we all can have the same information. We can all share the same information. I think that Which Wine Sis is pretty much that channel that is putting that information out there for everybody. It's not just for a certain group, not just for a certain dynamic. It's, mm-hmm, for anybody and everybody that is okay with, you know, just hunkering down with us, being real, you know, doing, you know, being 100. And, you know, we offering our insight and it's up to you to receive it or not receive it. Everybody's taste buds is different. Everybody's preferences are different. So, you know, we just giving you our honest review.
I am not mad at that. I love what you ladies are doing. I remember when you started it up the first day, and I've been a fan the whole time. So I'm looking forward to seeing what more y'all can do with it. I know y'all can take it to so many different levels, and I just want to let y'all know that I'm very proud of y'all. So let everyone know where they can find you guys at. It could be your individual Instagram, social media, your Witch Wine page. Just let them know where they can find you if they want to follow you.
Yeah, they don't need the individual, but but
just talk about privacy.
Right. Did we not just talk about privacy? Okay. Anyway, so our Facebook page handle is, of course, Witch Wine Sis. If you're looking for us on Facebook, also our handle for Instagram is at Witch Wine Sis. No comma, no question mark. It's all together. You can find us on Instagram. We're also on Twitter. Same handle, at Witch Wine Sis. No comma, no question mark. It's all together. And so also our YouTube channel, Witch Wine Sis. You can go ahead and find us on our YouTube channel. We post our normal videos every Monday. We also post our bloopers on Thursdays on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, wherever you want to find us. That's where we at. And our bloopers are funny.
I love y'all bloopers. I think the bloopers to me is the best part because it shows y'all's personality. So I love it.
Everybody loves the bloopers. Loves the bloopers. You know?
Yeah, they don't know what they're going
to
get.
We have to give them to them every Thursday. They look for them every Thursday. So we have to give it to them.
Well, ladies, I do appreciate y'all once again. And I want to appreciate everyone that's listening for tuning in to the Business is Business podcast. Like we always say, strictly business, never personal. Thank you, ladies. Y'all be blessed out there. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, I ain't hitting stop either, huh?
Oh, you won't hit stop. Oh, you're going to